The title of my testimony is Were It Not for Grace. Many people believe in coincidence. I call it God's providence. He had a plan for me before I ever knew him. He brought me to where I am today, and I'm so thankful. I was born in Munich, Germany. I had a brother who was 1 year older than I. He died in 1988. We were Catholic by name only. There was never a prayer in our home. I was the only one in our family who ever went to church on Sundays. We lived in an apartment building a short block away. A Mrs. Winter lived, with whom Adolf Hitler stayed whenever he came to Munich. We saw him often, up close and personal. My teenage years were spent during the war. I was 14 years old when the war began in 1939 and 20 years old when it ended. We endured much bombing and many sleepless nights, but God protected us. Because my father was 46 years old and too old for active duty, his military assignment was as a guard in a concentration camp. That earned him a prison sentence after the war in a Russian prison for several months, and 3 years after the war as an American prisoner at the famous Dachau concentration camp in Munich. When the war was over, I got a job as a cleaning woman in the same apartment where Hitler used to stay with Mrs. Winter. The building had been taken over by American officers. One of the officers who occupied Hitler's bedroom did not like the drapes. They were given to me, and I made a dress for myself. The English I had learned in school came back to me, and I was offered an office job. I became friendly with an American soldier, all the while my father was an American prisoner. He was a nice man, he was a good person, but he was a gambler. His marriage had broken up over gambling. But one day he had a big winning streak, and he gave my mother 1,000 marks. This money bought a trial for my father's defense, where he was cleared of all charges against him as a war criminal. He died in 1965, a broken man, and he cried many nights. After the war was in 1949, my American soldier was ordered back to Germany, to the States. He tried for a whole year to bring me back, to bring me to America, but he was not successful. We were engaged, but after he had left for the States, we were separated, and I thought, well, this was it. But he re-enlisted for another 3 years and came by just by coincidence. He came back to Munich. He was stationed back in Munich. But then, 1 year later, he was killed in an automobile accident. Why did this have to happen to me? God had a plan for me. His sister asked me to come to America. And at first try, I was successful to get the visa. So in June of 1952, I left my family in Germany for a new life in America. My whole trip was paid for by my fiance's sister. Because I had a sponsor in America, I was allowed only 5 marks to bring with me. on the French border, a duty officer took that 5 marks because I had a cuckoo clock as a present for my family. I arrived in America penniless, but just by coincidence, I had a job 1 month later. And my fiance's sister, Alice, and her husband, Richard, had no children, and they opened their home to me. We had a wonderful life together. They lived in Hagerstown. Alice and I went to a Methodist church every Sunday, but I never heard the gospel. Labor Day weekend in 1954, I was supposed to visit a girlfriend from Germany in New York, but she was sick and told me not to come. Alice and Richard, on the other hand, were going to Atlantic City for the Miss America pageant, so I ended up in Baltimore with Alice's mother, who was also my fiance's mother. She was a sweet lady and always glad to see me. I had to attend a funeral for a family member, and when the son to the deceased lady saw me walking into the funeral home, he turned to the funeral director and said, "Truman, you want to get away from your mother. Why don't you marry the crowd?" He always called me Kraut, and that was our introduction. Truman was supposed to have a date with a girlfriend that weekend, but she had called him. She wasn't going to be there. So Truman took me out. We both had plans for the weekend, but God had his plan for us. We began dating, even so came from totally different backgrounds. Truman was a Christian and a member of a Pentecostal church. I was a non-practicing Catholic. I drank, I danced, I smoked, and I was 6 years older. But Truman did not give up on me. It was not difficult for me to let the old life go. So when we decided to get married, we wanted to find a church where we could both worship. In June of 1952, we were married. And 1 week later, Truman's cousin, Harry Schwab, invited us to Chappagay Lane Church for his son's baptism. Mr. Smoot was preaching, and that was the church for us. Through Mr. Smoot's preaching, I heard the gospel that I was a sinner and needed Jesus' forgiveness and salvation. Chapelgate became the center of our married life, where I grew in Christ and where we were very happy. My American family embraced Truman, and we always celebrated holidays together, often in our home. Alice moved to Baltimore after her husband died in 1975, and we had a special bond until she died in 1998. After our 2 daughters were born, my mother came to visit almost every year. She loved the spirit in our home and going to church with us. I presented Jesus Christ as Savior to her, and back in Germany, she began to go to church regularly. I believe that when she died in 1986, she died a believer. Were it not for grace, I don't know where I would be. God has guided and sustained me when I did not know his love for me. He gave me a sweet family in America, a loving husband, salvation in Jesus Christ, 2 wonderful daughters, and a caring Christian family at Chappagate. I have only one thing to say with Job. But God knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10.